Danny got the start for Julian Edelman yesterday when Julian was hurt, suffering through a thigh injury and a concussion. He's also been good enough to come in for Julian today, who normally joins us on a Patriots Monday. Danny, fine effort from you yesterday, and the offense doing just enough to get the victory against the Jets.
Thank you, sir. Yes. you know, I felt like we did some good things, and, you know, we played hard. You know, we can definitely get better, but came out with a win, so, you know, we're happy.
All right, help us out on that one play that was the questionable, challenged first down that you got. Were you standing over the chain when they were marking that first down? Because it looked like the TV angle was short by like 3 or 4 inches, but obviously it was a bad angle.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I knew it was going to be close. I didn't know, you know, exactly where I was on the field in terms of inches of the marker, but you know, I knew we were close, but apparently we got it. So
apparently we won the game. So was anything different? I mean, obviously the workload was ramped up a lot for you. And how do you feel today?
I feel good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the was there anything different as far as play calling for you as opposed to what they usually do with Edelman?
No, really. I mean, just the same stuff we've been working on all year. Just, you know, trying to stay within our system, stay within our game plan. And, you know, I feel like I said, we did some good things yesterday, but at the same time, you know, we can still improve in some areas. So, you know.
See, I feel like if I was you after that kind of game, I go to Tom and say, see, I've been here the whole time, man. Where you been? You had 11 targets. Let's go. Let's get involved. But it had to feel good kind of having that kind of game, getting involved in the offense as much as you were.
No, yeah, it was fun. Everybody played hard, so it was a good. We had fun out there, and you know, we realized we had made some mistakes, but we beat a good team. You know, they played really hard, and to get a win in the NFL is hard to begin with, and to beat a good team like them, you know, they played hard.
Hey, what happened on the one play? You did like a 360 up in the air. You landed on your back. I was like, oh, no, just keep your feet on the ground. Then I don't know, somebody got up in your face. What was that about? Were you getting in his face? Or was he like, yeah, I got you good? Or what happened on that one?
I don't know. It was kind of in the heat of the battle, you know. You know how it gets out there. I mean, it was a little feisty.
Because it seemed like he just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. I think I was at a punt return.
Yeah.
Just trying to make a play. I probably shouldn't have jumped, but...
Yeah, I don't know what it is with you guys. Screw like, we need you guys.
Edelman came in one day afterwards and said exactly the same thing. Same thing happened.
Probably
to him.
Not leave the ground.
So you guys have that in common as well. How did you feel about the return game in general?
I felt like we did some good things. You know, we tried some new stuff. We did some game plan stuff and some things we were working on all week. And then we definitely felt like there were some openings and we had a chance. We knew we were going to get some returnable balls in the kicking game and. You know, we wanted to try to make the most of it.
Hey, why do you guys think you guys waited so long to go to a hurry-up offense in the third quarter? It seemed like that was what worked. I mean, is that you and LaFell and Gronk getting to Thompson, listen, we need to change the tempo of this game?
I mean, we didn't go to Tom, but at the same time, you know, we know that's a weapon of ours. That's something that we can work throughout the game, and anytime you get a chance to use that is good. So it ended up, you know, we ended up having a good drive. I think we got 3 points out of that drive, and then
it was the best. It feels like that was the best you guys had moved the ball in the entire game.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like if we needed to do that in the fourth, I felt like we could have done that, but we wanted to run some of the clock out and stuff like that. So it's kind of, you know, I mean, kind of depends on how the game's moving and the score and the clock. So
did they do anything defensively that you guys were not prepared for? Because especially the first three drives, really the first half, really seemed like they were able to cause some problems communication wise at least along the line of scrimmage. Did you guys miss any hot reads, or with you know what happened against their defense with all the blitzes they threw?
You know, they played hard. I feel like they're, you know, they're 3-12 or whatever, but they're, you know, they're a good team and they play hard. They got good athletes and they can run around with the best of them, but you know, they were just playing hard. We felt like the problems we were having were, you know, more or less self-inflicted, really. Whatever it may be, I mean, it doesn't matter what it was. I feel like we just had to play a little better.
You know, early in the year when they sent you back there for kickoff returns, what leads to that? Because we were talking about it before. It seemed like a good thing to kind of get you going a little bit, get you involved a little bit, and obviously bringing that skill set to the game.
Yeah, it's something I used to do in St. Louis, and I had a lot of fun with it.
Do you go to them?
I just go where they tell me, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, but you don't ever, do you ever, if you're not playing, like, this was probably the dumbest thing I ever did in my career. I wasn't playing as a rookie, and I decided that I wanted to get more involved. So I went to the special teams coach and said, hey, listen, can you get me more involved? And you know, you guys know my feelings about special teams.
You hate them.
I hate them.
You jinxed it.
I did a bad job on purpose so I wouldn't have to play them. But I was as a rookie.
What about Boston Celtics?
I tanked
for the lottery.
On purpose. And so I made the mistake of going to the special teams coach and say, listen, I'm going to get more involved. I'm not playing enough. And next thing I know, I was on every single special teams, mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, you can, but is that something that you can do? Listen, I can run back kicks. Look what I did in St. Louis. I have punt returns. Somebody needs a spell, right? I mean, just because it seems like, and we've been talking about it all day, special teams has been such a huge impact. It's been so important for this team, but just game-changing plays, you know, changing field position. Now, you've been a big part of that.
Yeah, you know, returning the ball is fun. I mean, it's exhilarating. A lot of guys, you know, I don't know, might not like to do it, but for me, it's the opportunity to change the field, and it's, you know, it can be an explosive play. It could ignite your offense, and we try to get the most out of it. So I love doing it. It's cool to me.
Danny Amendola with us. All right, so yesterday the Bills lose to Oakland. And that means that they're out. They're eliminated with everything else that's going on in the AFC. It's, you know, kind of buggy to figure out what the playoff tree is going to look like, but they can't make the playoffs now. How much did that aid you guys, do you think, for next week? Or are you expecting them to play like the Jets did this week, even though they're out of it?
Yeah, I definitely feel like they're going to play their, you know, butts off. We're going to come out and prepare like we do every week and try to make improvements and try to get better and try to get ready for the playoff run. But we're taking it one week at a time, really, and you know, right now we're focused on the Bills.
So obviously if Denver loses tonight, you've got, you know, not only the bye set up, but the home field, number one seeding all the way through. If Denver wins tonight, you walk into that locker room, is it like they never won? Is it just like, Bill, like, I know you got it locked up, but you're not going to think that in this locker room?
I mean, we love playing in Foxborough. We love being in Boston and playing at home under these, you know, lights and these in front of these fans. So hopefully that happens.
So, I mean, break it down for me real quick. So, you know, the morning show had Tom Brady on. They were talking about, you know, receivers who demand the football, who ask for the football, right? I mean, are you able to do that with him? If you run a couple routes and say you're open, do you get up in his ear? Does he allow you, or does he green fly you?
I mean, I'm not gonna put myself in a position to get swatted by Tom. So, I mean,
all right. Let me ask you this question. Here's an easier question. Don't give this away. Because Tom comes to you on the sideline. He says, hey, Danny, we just ran the XYZ post, whatever. Were you open? What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, if it was there, it was there.
What if it wasn't there?
If it wasn't there, you'd say, you know, it wasn't there.
Oh, see, yeah. I do just the opposite. I tell these guys, like, I'm saying yes no matter what. Well, I'm always open.
The problem is the film doesn't lie. So he can,
well, yeah, you worry about that on Monday.
Yeah, I know. And then he comes to you on Monday and says you're full of crap. So.
Well, say, oh, my bad. I didn't see the corner behind me. That guy was sneaking up on me. I felt like I was open.
Yeah, exactly.
You never want him to look the other way.
Well, you always feel like you're open, but... sometimes,
see, exactly. That's my point. You always feel like you're open, even if you're not. So the answer is always yes, I'm open.
Over here!
Danny, thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks.